Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Sports. I am still your host, Mo Stewart, and today we are talking about the thing that I think most people are still talking about that happened last weekend. That was the Super Bowl between the 49ers and the Chiefs, and the Chiefs were the ones who took away the victory. And for that reason, and for many other reasons, it means I get to talk to one of my favorite people in the world, Chiefs fan, author, bon vivant, Mr. Michael McCambridge. So, Michael, let's take it back before we go into the Super Bowl. I want to take you back to Christmas Day. The Chiefs have just lost to the Raiders, their fourth defeat in six games. There were lots of recriminations about how this team is falling apart, doesn't have what it takes any longer. The offense is not working properly. At that point, did you think you'd be able to get back to the Super Bowl?
Honestly, yes. I can remember talking to some friends and saying, okay, now the number one seed is out of our hands. The Chiefs suddenly, after years of being the hunted, because they've always been, every year they've been in the mix for the top seed. That's what you get when you go to five straight AFC championship games before this season. Now they are the hunters. Now they are in this different position where they can go out and destroy other people's dreams the way they've been doing for most of the past 5 years. And I did feel like if they would just stop taking a large bazooka and shooting themselves in the foot with penalties, with turnovers, with one of the things that pops up with Andy Reid, Hall of Fame coach though he is sometimes the plays get too ambitious, too nuanced. The verbiage gets too long. And there are a lot of young receivers out there who were just having trouble keeping it all straight. So to Andy Reid's credit and the offense's credit, they wound up majoring on the majors and sort of distilling it down to the most salient points, simplifying the offense a little bit after that. But yes, I was among the few, the proud, who still thought there was hope.